When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey. So Gwen is here, and I didn't know Alexis was coming back to be on the show. How awkward is this?
I know. I can go now that she's here.
No, because we've already paid you to be here.
You've already invoiced us.
Yep. I mean, I'll leave. Yeah. The invoice remains the same, yeah. But if, you know, she's back, so I don't want to step on any toes. I was just happy to fill in while you needed me.
Now, this isn't the first time they've ever been around each other. Gwen is on the Grinkids board of directors. And at our charity golf tournament the other day.
That's important. Hey, Gwen.
Alexis and Gwen spent a lot of time together.
Yes, lovely there. Day.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Thanks. Is that why you kept patting her on the head?
I'm right. Yeah, you know I would do that. Yeah, yes.
Gwen's 5'9", and Alexis is 4'10".
Not 5'9". Right. Quite the opposite.
Oh, it was fun. I had to ask her lots of questions about, like, the city and what restaurants are new and fun and what's open.
Oh, did you have your birthday already?
Not yet. It's coming up. Yeah. So, yeah, I said, hey, I want to, you know, whatever the mandate is, me and a couple friends want to at least have dinner in the city and do something. And she's the one in the know. Now it's not me anymore.
Old-ass suburban mom.
I know. I'm going to get my Cheerio-mobile, you know, to a valet. Yeah. Would not be good.
This describes where she lives and what she drives.
Yeah, exactly.
Suburban mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? I mean, when I was in college, Gwen lived uptown.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she had this sick townhome kind of thing or apartment, I forget. And I remember going up there, I was like, she can just walk to the bars and walk to the restaurants. And she had all these friends over, and it was like a party atmosphere. And now...
I'm in the burbs.
You know,
when she first moved to the suburbs, she cried like she was going to a funeral. She's like, I'm not going to be a city person.
It is like
a
funeral.
And so that's really not a big deal, though, Riggins, because she had that sick townhouse and all that, but there was some guy flopping in there. Was his name Dubin?
Yeah, who I'm still close with. Love him.
He lived in the basement.
Just, yeah, he's like crashing on the futon.
Uh-huh.
He had his own ensuite. It was fine. He was it was a legitimate roommate situation. It was awesome. I'm still close to him. He lives down the street from me to this day.
Oh my God. Oh, he's a suburb loser too.
Yeah, he lives in the same town as me.
Oh.
It's awesome. Huh. Yeah. He's married. Mm-hmm. Love it. His wife is very nice. She creates like desserts and delicacies for like a Krispy Kreme type parent company. Mm-hmm. I can't remember all the details, but so she is a baker and is amazing in the kitchen. And is a very good person to know in those times where you're like, can you whip up something?
Yeah, talk about that at the playground with the kids when you're down at the splash pad in the summer.
Yeah.
I know.
It's so different.
I know every park in town now, not every restaurant opening. I know all the good playgrounds with shade where the slides don't get hot.
And ones that have, you know, larger bathrooms.
Yes.
Because you got to take all three of them in there at the same time. But are you jealous now, Gwen, being an old-ass suburban chick that Alexis literally lives within walking distance of three pho places?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Cool
that is something to envy. Yeah.
We learned that yesterday.
That's exciting. Those are choices.
Yeah. I can literally walk to three pho places. Oh my God.
But they were all closed.
Yeah. Well, someone messaged in and said that the Chinese restaurant that they go to all the time is closed on Tuesdays. So I don't know if like just all Asian restaurants close on Tuesdays. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know that.
I don't know.
I'm going to start checking. I'm going to send somebody from my domestic staff to go look at the Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
where I live and see if they're closed on Tuesday.
It's amazing.
Because I'm not getting out.
The internet says it's the slowest business day.
Is it really Tuesday? I would think Monday.
Well.
Interesting.
So, Alexis, I can't remember. Was Gwen the person on our show, the chick on the show, whenever you were growing up listening to us the most?
She sure was.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you were in middle school, and she was...
Stop it.
I was young then, and I'm not now.
Trying to get to her Pure Bar class or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Pilates.
Is that what it was? Pilates. That's right.
Do you know for
bar
meeting,
was not invented yet. No one did bar back
that's
then.
Right. It was
pre-bar.
Mm-hmm. She used to pop in the office, in my office, when we all had offices, and she'd go, "Have you talked to the guys?" I go, "No, why?" And she goes, "Because I have a Pilates class at noon, and if we're not meeting, I'd like to just go ahead and
head out. Do you think I can sneak out? It's like 11:40, and if I go right now, I can make it to this noon class real quick."
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have rather lengthy meetings after the show.
They were the death of us. It was awful. Like, the show was awesome, but after that was when I started coming up with contract addendums. As long as I don't have to be at these meetings after that are forced brainstorming.
Yeah.
Basically, it's what I think of it back on now. What worked today? What didn't? Why? How do we make tomorrow better? What's your idea? Say it now. What is it? I don't even remember what we talked about. I don't know.
And that is
hungry. We're tired.
That is the right formula for a successful morning show, to be doing that. And I think it was necessary then. It could have been a lot shorter than the meetings were. But I mean, now that we're, you know, kind of in the groove of how things work, if I'm not in my truck by... let's see. If we're not doing a live podcast after the regular show and all that, if we're, you know, when what is the Fairly Odd Cast, the Ace's Fairly Odd Cast thing?
Yeah.
Usually would go from 10 to 10:30. And the days that we don't do that, if I'm not in my truck pulling out of the gate by 10:03, something's wrong.
Wow. And Riggins is right behind him.
Yeah, and Riggins calls it. One day we had to record something because we were about to leave for vacation, and we had to record something that was going to put us here at 10:30.
Uh-oh.
Like, finished at 10:30. He called it the day that never ends.
This is the day that never ends.
You got to stay so late.
Yeah, the sun wasn't even all the way up yet, and I was just like, oh, my God, this day
and he
is
was
never going to end.
He was so serious. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are so dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I brought, I know TJ's daughter's home, and I have something that I think she might like, and I wanted, and TJ reminded me that I have it. Would I bring it to work? And I come to the station on occasion to record commercials and do some of the side stuff that I do. I have a separate studio that I can use because obviously I wouldn't come in the mother studio that is Ace and TJ's. I use a different one. So I said, well, how late are you staying these days? Because I'm in usually before lunchtime, before my 1 o'clock preschool pickup. I can come in and do my work kind of in that lunchtime sweet spot. But the trucks are never here. There's no cars here anymore. So I'm like, how early are you leaving? Because I can leave it with Rob. And he's like, yeah, we gone. We gone. We'll get it tomorrow.
When you texted me yesterday to see if I was still in the building, it was 11, right?
Yeah. Because I saw two trucks leave. And I'm like, are those their trucks? Did I just miss Ace? Mm-hmm. Is that his? I'm like, let me text him real quick.
When you said, are you gone or whatever you said? And I said, yeah, I was turning into my driveway.
Nice. Wow. And you're a haul away. So that's good.
No, I'm not at work anymore.
I was like, what? What kind of question is that?
Heavens no.
I know. Well, we used to be able to leave and go when I came back, which was, again, after those awful meetings, the second time I was on the show. Then the schedule was getting better. But yeah, we would be able to leave and go get lunch. It was still, you would go directly to lunch from leaving work. But now you're still in, I mean, places are still serving breakfast.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Good for you. You've earned it.
Yeah, get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and start working. It's like, But it does make you feel like, or makes me feel like a loser when I get home that early and there's nothing really to do.
Yeah.
Like I've already worked out for the day or whatever, and I just sit there and watch TV, play around searching for funny things on the internet to talk about and all that. And I look up and it's 4 o'clock and I've done nothing but sit there all day. It's like, and people would look at it and go, well, you've already worked a full day. You've done the whole thing. So, but still, especially when it's sunny out and all that, it makes me feel like I need to be out doing something, though there's really nothing to do.
Yeah.
Well, do you still sleep less than most? I mean, you've always had your sleep, so nothing's been resolved with your sleep issues.
Mm. No.
No, it's probably worse than ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I go home and answer emails, all the emails that I got from Adam during the show.
Yeah. You know you're a damn lie. The whole Share Funny yesterday was about you going home and drinking a bottle of Snoop Dogg wine and passing out on the couch.
That previous night, and that was already a little bit later, okay? So relax.
I'll still drink wine with lunch. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
See Gwen drinking Snoop Dogg wine.
Well, I don't know if I don't know what that is.
Now that she's
gotten all hoity-toity.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I ask for sparkling rosé, please. In an actual champagne glass. Did you ever see that Real Housewives episode where Dury kind of went after everybody for not serving stuff in the right glass? Well, I had an instance where that kind of happened to me, and I couldn't believe it, but I was like, no, I actually am going to be particular about this. Like, I do not think sparkling should be served in a wine glass at this restaurant. I said, how do you, you do Sunday brunch. You're serving mimosas on Sundays too. How do you not have the right vessel to serve it in? You're a restaurant and a bar, and we've been asking for 2 years. You still don't have champagne glasses? Man, all right, I guess I'll order something different. The bubbles need to breathe, and the way the glass is shaped helps. It tastes different.
Oh, I love you, Gwen.
Yeah. And if that's what I'm going to order, then yeah. So I actually went back to this restaurant fairly recently. It had just been a very long time, obviously, because my work schedule is different and COVID and no one's going out, yada, yada, yada. But,
and the whole insult of the glass.
And he did say, he goes, ladies, we have, and he had a brand new box and opened them and then she cleaned them and they gave them to us.
Thank you.
So it's only taken 2 years, but here
sometimes
you go.
You got to kick the tires.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Wow.
Open it up.
I can't believe they did that to you to begin with.
We couldn't either. Yeah. Especially after the first time we asked, this is years ago, there were two champagne glasses up, you know, hanging from the barrier, and there were three of us. So one of you gets the short stick, someone doesn't get the right glass, and then the next time we went, there was only one left. Someone had broken it. He's like, yeah, they just keep breaking. So then they didn't order more for 2 years, which I find, as a restaurant, how do you not have glasses for what you serve?
No, Alexis, you came from the restaurant business.
I'm hearing this, and I'm like, sheesh.
Like, do you think I'm over the top, or should have the restaurant have gone ahead and restocked champagne glasses?
Was it a very nice restaurant?
I mean, it doesn't have tablecloths, but it's a good restaurant. It's not a chain. It's not.
Okay. I feel like it depends on the restaurant. Like, some restaurants, I'm not going to expect them to have champagne flutes.
They have a full-service bar.
Yeah. But I will say champagne flutes break all the time.
Sure.
And when you go and grab them, they clink against another glass, they'll break. So we would always be short on champagne flutes just because they would break
so
all
easily.
The time. Yeah.
Yeah, so then they just opted to not buy more for years. Yeah,
which that
So part, I no. just, the first time I thought it was worth pointing out to them, I'm like, hey, you guys haven't had any in a long time. Are you ever going to order more champagne glasses? Because we just we'll just order rosé and not sparkling.
Yeah.
Because this is very important.
The bubbles need to breathe.
You gotta be able to pour it right, too. How do you pour champagne in a, because you have to put it to the side.
I mean, it's hard. It is so hard.
Listen, we know you got a shitty life.
It's really hard.
Everybody's against you, jumping out, just trying to, anytime you're finding at least a minute to have a good time and relax, somebody messes it up.
Right.
You think you've got problems? You lost your job? They tried to serve her a mimosa in a white wine glass. You don't know what.
I'm telling you.
The audacity.
I only have 40 more minutes until carpool. I need to drink all of this in the right glass. Yeah.
Love that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and then come back without Gwen.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Gwen came in to fill in on the show today because Alexis was out doing Breaking and Entering Christmas with Ace. But I guess once Alexis heard that Gwen was here, she said, I'm coming back in and showing a presence during Share Funny as soon as I can get back in there.
I would have done the same
territory.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Gwen seriously would have.
I would have said, let's switch seats now that I'm back. I can sit in my seat and you can sit in the fill-in seat.
Thank you.
She's not lying. She's very territorial.
But Alexis came in with a stool and her headphones and set up in the other spot and is, as always, a lovely person. Mm-hmm.
It's not even a full stool. It's only like a stool sample.
Stop. I heard a funny story today about you guys from one of the elves about one of the shenanigans that you did. When you went to Riggin's house one time.
All right. Well, I don't know. What? Hold on.
Oh, one of the pranks that I played.
Yeah, one of the pranks.
Oh, yeah.
You left. Riggin's left that.
A urine sample inside of his guest bathroom.
Yeah, he did. It's disgusting. It's pretty gross.
Oh, that's too funny.
There's many things he's done, like hidden things for Riggin's to find later. Like, what do you call them? The slow release jokes or something? Or like delayed? Yeah.
Delayed reaction. Delayed payoff.
Yeah, delayed payoff. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's like, I don't know when he's going to find it, but I did something that will really give me a lot of joy later.
Yeah, because that's what guests do. When you invite them into your home, they go, thank you for the hospitality. Now, how can I turn around and terrorize you in your own home?
One time, I took his box of Kleenex and I stuffed his cotton balls that he had on all down into the Kleenex box. So when he would walk over and pull out a Kleenex, cotton balls would fly.
He's just flying out.
How do you even think of these ideas?
He's a psycho. He's insane.
And you never know how long it's going to take for him to need to pull a Kleenex. It could have been that day. Right. It could be months from now. Yeah. Like, right? Mm-hmm. I don't expect Riggins to choose a tissue. I don't know.
In the guest bathroom.
Right.
In the guest bathroom. I like pull out a tissue like a week later, blow my nose, and poof. 100 he spent time stuffing cotton balls into my Kleenex dispenser.
I love that.
And then psycho. And one time I took the toilet paper roll. It was full roll of toilet paper. And I just undid the roller deal where it's just hanging there but you can't tell. So when he went to pull it, it would fall down and then roll across the room.
He positioned it just perfectly where if you even breathed on it, it would fall. I go to pull toilet paper and thing comes flying out. It's like, great. I'm glad I had you over.
But the urine sample thing was he left his little mouthwash cups sitting out there. It was, he is such a great host. And I appreciate it. And I took one of those cups and then I took a Sharpie. I went into my bag and got a Sharpie because I always have to have one for autographs and stuff. And I wrote sample on it and then I peed in it.
Yep.
That's so funny.
Because he wanted to get rid of it, but he didn't want to touch it.
You've got problems.
Well.
Would you still go hang out at Riggin's house sometimes now?
I try not to be in the city very much. It's gotten dangerous.
Okay.
It's a little sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you stay strapped.
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
But now you hang out at the house with Jody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
wasn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. It is. She's gotten really sweet.
Yeah, I know. Always. Like her interrogation style of conversation is always enjoyable. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Where were you?
What'd you get at Target?
I was just there.
Okay. All right.
How's Riggins?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a loaded question.
It's like last year's. Is Riggins coming for Thanksgiving or not?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. If I said yes, was that going to be wrong? Get me in trouble? If I said no, was that going to make her mad? Well, I bought extra rolls or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always just like the way she asks questions is like you don't want to give the wrong answer, even though it's an innocent question. The delivery is not.
Yes.
So, but unlike you, she's the Alexis is the opposite of you in this way, Gwen, and she really likes Jody.
Oh, I love her.
This is the difference.
And Jody likes her back.
Right, that's the difference.
We were at Amanda's bridal shower, and I was waiting to take a picture of Ace and Amanda's to post it on the Instagram. Mm. And I was standing next to Jody, and I had my camera out. She's like, well, why don't we take a selfie? I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm like, you want to take a selfie with me? Yes. And it was like the best moment ever.
The approval from the mothership. That's big. I never got in her good light. Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. You could learn a thing or two.
I know.
See, the problem between Gwen and Jody has always been that Gwen likes me. And that must mean that she's a terrible person to Jody.
That's the difference. I was your friend, you know, first.
Yeah.
And so Jody was just the girl, his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even like with my little friend Jenny, she and I became friends before she even met Jody. But then after she and Jody met, then Jody became the more important friend to Jenny. And then so then that was fine.
You
never made it there. When you still felt the friendship with me was more important than the friendship with Jody. And so that's why the two of y'all have clawed each other's eyes out for all these years.
Well, so, and back then we did a date swap kind of. Yeah. So Jody went out with my fairly new boyfriend, now husband Kent at the time. And then the next morning we called Jody to get her take on the date and kind of describe Kent to the listeners and kind of share. And Ace is like, Jody, are you there? And like turns on her phone mic and she starts singing, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you? And, you know, she's just as perfect and always all the time. And that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, and Kent loved it too. They both had a great time.
They went dancing.
They are cut from the same cloth. Yes.
What?
Go-kart
ride? Did they do that?
No. But everywhere they went, Kent and Jody coincidentally knew people that were also in each establishment because they're both these like social, smiley, outgoing, happy people. So it was a dream date. It was the perfect date for the two of them.
How was y'all's date?
Well, I didn't go. I didn't participate.
I went out with Ace.
Because I was the odd person out. So I didn't go out with anybody. And was Pete on the show then? Yeah, he was. But maybe. Did he go out with Shaunette?
Maybe Ace, he went Ace's out with ex-wife? Shaunette. And I went out with Ace. We went to a basketball game and a fancy dinner.
Right.
Taught him to like put his napkin on his lap.
He didn't know to put it. I'm not surprised about that. Actually, I'm not surprised about that.
Oh boy, that's good. Save that clip.
I mean, he loves Chili's. That's his favorite restaurant.
But yeah, I stayed home with the kids because, I mean, who was I going to go out with? We spun the wheel.
You weren't allowed to go out with me. We tried to just go out together and send everyone else off, and it didn't work out that way.
Right.
Yep.
But yeah, we spun the wheel. And I think I won.
Left the heck alone.
That was. See, we used to do fun stuff like that, Alexis. Yeah,
I know. I haven't done any of those things.
But now, I mean, what are we going to do? You know, in the Me Too movement, go, hey, you got to go on a date with one of us.
Come on. Wear something skimpy.
Or yeah, like when I first joined the show, every, I think Thursday it was, we would spin the wheel. I would go to work with an overnight bag packed, and every Thursday we would spin the wheel, and whomever it landed on is who I had to go home with. Spend the rest of the afternoon with them, sleep, have dinner with their family, sleep over, and then come to work the next day and talk about my experience in their home, in their house. And also they could get to know me and see what I was like outside the studio, et cetera.
Right. That sounds
and,
fun.
Well, and then that, when you went home with me that day, because she couldn't drive, she had to ride with us home to the suburbs and then ride back with us at work, all getting to know each other for fun stuff to talk about on the radio. I got my first speeding ticket that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
ever.
Right. A motorcycle cop pulled me over.
No way. Said, Jody's not going to like that. See, that's why Jody doesn't like me, because cost her money right out there.
No, Jody didn't stop liking you as quickly as Seanette did.
What?
You remember you went there, and then you came back on the radio and told everybody that Seanette wasn't telling him exactly how much the dog costs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, my loyalty was to Ace. Same with you. My loyalty is to you.
I know, but then that started off the thing with, you know, Seanette's like, I can't believe she told him.
That's true.
Yeah.
I did not have her back on that. But it was for the sake of, it was worth it. I mean, it was, you know.
In retrospect.
Yeah. those jokes went on forever about the dog and all the stuff in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he was total. I was like, you have no idea what's going on in your house. I just want to let you know that there's like bukus of things that you are not aware of with the dog, and it's awesome.
Yeah, just the dog.
Just the fun stuff. Yeah.
Because I don't, I think it's okay to talk about that because it's already been talked about. It's not anything bad, but I don't know how much we're allowed to say on the radio according to their divorce agreement and stuff like that. So. I just thought about that.
Let's leave it.
But that's we can leave it at that.
I mean, that's been out. That was a fun thing.
It was fun to go home with everybody.
She didn't really dislike Gwen, and Jody doesn't really dislike Gwen that much.
Right. It's just the angle we play on the show. Right? That's what I tell myself. You know, there has to be a good guy, bad guy.
And which one are you?
Yeah.
The bad guy.
Oh.
To the wives.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, Jody loved that Lindsay that worked for us. She loved. Oh yeah, I think all of the women who have worked on the show,
the girl's girl.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Monica, she really liked Monica.
All the ones that you would have invited back today, or me, I'm the one you invited back.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. Lindsay, Monica.
See, I'm still your friend. Yeah. Each of you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oop.
Long time friend.
My phone's buzzing.
Uh-oh.
It's Monica.
Oh, it's Jody.
No, it's not.
I never said that. And when I stayed at TJ's house, he cooked me a delicious meal. It was during the warm weather, and they had all their friends coming over by their pool at their beautiful house, and he was shaking up drinks, and I'm like, this is all right. If this is what it's like when you grow up and have the good life, it's like, hell yeah.
Now I can't wait for that.
It was so nice. Yeah, he was mixing drinks for all the ladies, and so some of Jody's friends come walking up their driveway with like their pool bags and their high heels on. He's like, Gwen, there's two women there. Can you tell which one is Southern? And I said, the one with the big hair. And he said, yes. He said, you're catching on. Like one of them, even though it's going to be a pool day, you know, she had full hair, makeup done.
Yeah.
This is the Southern way. This is the way.
Yeah, but Jody doesn't do that. She's like, no makeup. And you know, she's in the sun.
She's so beautiful,
and
natural.
All that. She's like, none of that on the beach. Makeup and earrings and all of that. Do you wear hoop earrings on the beach, Gwen?
No.
Giant ones?
I don't.
Yeah, they go clang, clang, clang.
Yeah, I don't own.
You do wear stilettos out there.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
You know, I've got to be a little taller at all times.
Yeah. There was a picture that you had on one of your social medias one time of you and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were at some resort or something, and it looked like you had just woken up from being passed out in the flower bed. You look so drunk.
Okay, though, that's actually a good story. I don't know how the time works on this.
Yeah, well, hey, we just take a break.
This is an excellent story.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So Gwen is here. As a guest.
Definitely.
Which is way better than her being here as a regular member of the show.
That's right. Just visiting.
All right. So we just brought up this this picture that we had seen on Gwen's social media several years ago, where she was with her sister and it looked like they were by the pool at a resort. But we said that it looked like Gwen had passed out the night before in a flower bed and just woke up.
Yeah.
He was still drunk. You had on some kind of sunglasses that looked like those glasses that the guy wore on Star Trek, you know, that just goes straight across.
The band.
Like that. Yeah. I pictured
that
and I don't know why I'm picturing you in those Tevas with the wraparound Velcro thing.
I remember she was sitting on a beat, like a chair, like a lounge chair, and she was kind of hunched forward.
Like a dude.
Yeah.
That might have been my sister's wedding.
It was.
In Costa Rica. And those were my nephew's sunglasses. And we had just left the gym. But we were definitely hungover. But I actually thought you were talking about when a few years ago, Kent surprised me for my 35th birthday and took me to Cabo San Lucas for the first time. I'd never been. And my birthday always falls when his family is doing, his extended family is doing their Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, I turned 30 in his grandma's kitchen in Raleigh. You know, I was pregnant all those years for my birthday, back, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. So we finally felt like the kids were old enough we could go away and we had the resources finally to plan a trip and kind of pay for babysitters and get help, et cetera. And so he surprised me and took me away for my 35th birthday to Mexico. So I wake up the morning of my birthday and we get to the pool. He goes to have breakfast and goes to the gym. I want to go straight to laying out because it's December and that this is a nice treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I go and they bring me a complimentary mimosa. I'm like, well, this is nice. They had balloons on my chair and I just sit there in peace by myself. And then after that, I'm like, you know what? The orange juice was good. I'll have a screwdriver. Let me open up a tab. All right. So then I have a Tito's and OJ. And then Kent shows up and joins me. He's like, oh, that looks good. I'll have one too. So we get another one. And then I switched to vodka soda because why not? It's my birthday and that's normally what I would like to drink if I'm treating myself. And I don't have to worry about taking care of kids later, et cetera. So the day goes on. I'm having a couple drinks, sitting poolside. It's dream vacation scenario. And then Kent's like, all right, well, there's another surprise. My sister and her husband come to Mexico and surprise us to now spend a couple days with us. So then she gets a bucket of beer.
Your California sister or your Massachusetts sister?
The California sister, because especially going to Mexico, it's super easy for her. And she works in marketing and PR for hotels, so I think she helped Kent pick this hotel and get everything booked.
Okay.
So she joins us. Well, then the party just gets amped up. Like, she gets buckets of beer. I'm drinking more vodka sodas. We're just, it's amazing. I thought Kent and I were going to drink kind of in the morning and then take a nap, and then we had an excursion later that evening, so I was expecting my downtime. Well, my sister then arrives, and she's like, no, the plan is we're having dinner at the hotel tonight. We're just staying here all day. We're laying out. It's going to be awesome. So 5 or 6 o'clock, eventually there becomes a tequila surfboard in the pool where they're serving us shots, and I don't really drink shots because I drink enough liquor in my drinks. But anyway, so then it's finally time. Let's go to our rooms and start getting showered up. And that's when we took a picture together, right before we're going up to our room. And Kent gets the check. And he says to my brother-in-law, who's not a big drinker anymore, but he's like, Elle, did you end up having some vodka sodas today too? And he's like, ah, no, I mean, I had one, maybe two. And Ken's like, I had that one mimosa, right? Or one screwdriver right when I joined Gwen. And he's like, why? Is something wrong with the bill? Like, I'll help out. And Ken's like, no, 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 it's Gwen's birthday. It's whatever. But there's definitely 24 vodka sodas on here.
Stop.
And if my brother-in-law had two, and Kent maybe had two, like I had 18 vodkas on my birthday.
Your sister didn't drink?
No, she got buckets of beer.
How are you alive?
So then we get to the room, and Kent's like, you go take, but he's like, whatever, it's her birthday. She's still standing, like, yeah. Whatever. So he's like, all right, honey, you go up and start taking your shower. Like, it's this beautiful room. The shower was even outside in the room. Like, it had its own outdoor shower. So Kent's like in the room part, and then it's finally his turn to come take a shower. And he said he walked in and like the bench was flipped over, like the shampoo is like spilling out the whole time. He's like, the water's still running. There's towels everywhere. He's like, it looked like a bomb went off in the room because I, you know, so then I'm waiting for him to get ready and I finish drying my hair and I lay down and I pass out. And then my sister comes in the room. She's like, I brought you a dress to wear. I thought, you know, I'd bring you some new clothes. It's your birthday. I'm like, nope, I'm good. She's like, get up. It's your birthday. You did your hair. You look so pretty. I'm like, I'm good. It's my birthday. I just want to go to sleep now. So Kent went to dinner with my brother and sister and had dinner with them while I went to sleep in Mexico at 6 o'clock.
That was great.
After like 20 some vodkas.
35.
That's 35.
You know what the thing that I take away from that story most is that you and your husband Kent are terrified to spend any time alone.
I know. Well, we did a day alone, a day or two alone, and then my sister joined us for a couple days.
That is not a happy marriage. If you can't spend any time alone, and it's not just one of them having to drag people around all the time, it's both of them.
We both do it.
Yeah. You know, especially him. He's the main one. Yeah. He can't be alone with you.
No.
Is he shy?
No.
He must be.
We're just the more the merrier type.
Yeah.
We want to share our joy with everyone. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time.
Man, who in the hell is that talking loud ass right outside the door?
Charity people, probably.
Oh.
Charity people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That is something, though, that you and Kent have always been different from the way I am. You know, I'm a loner, and, you know, Riggins and I are both. As much as I love my brother, if I had been sold a trip that was just going to be Jody and me, and she said, surprise, here's your brother, I'd be like, oh, man.
I jumped up and down like I'd won the lottery. So exciting.
My brother would be about the only person that I wouldn't be upset about. Or Riggins, since he's sitting here. Or Adam, because he's listening. Or Ace, because he'll go back and listen later. Or hell, now Rob, since he walked in.
He'd be okay.
Damn.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, we're getting a little bit better about being able to be alone. Like, now we will carve out date nights, and we don't tell other couples to come.
We don't, or he doesn't?
We don't. Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. And we did. He got invited on a golf retreat for some business. Like, it was a work opportunity, but it was golf. And he said, I'm never going to be able to get a pass to go on this trip. What if we go a couple days early and Gwen comes? Like, are any spouses? And he's like, yeah, sure. If other people bring spouses, go ahead.
Wow.
So he and I went alone for a couple, you know, had a little bit of a break before the golf thing.
The fact that he's even thinking ahead,
isn't that
about that any other time in the pace grown so much?
Yes.
Because he would have just said, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm going off for a few days, leaving this morning.
Yep.
I was the only one that could go because it's all full. It's the guys, you know.
Yep.
And then you would have come in here going, go. Oh, guess what Kent's doing?
Interesting. Interesting choice to not even tell me about it until the day of.
Oh, yeah, he's grown.
He just hasn't gotten to play golf since Thursday, so he's going to take the weekend to go play golf.
I mean, it is our anniversary, but, you know, Tar Heel basketball. He loves
that was a big one, the Tar Heels. Yeah.
I didn't mean to hit too close to home. That actually happened.
That did actually happen. It's fine.
I'm just going to stay out here and watch the game.
Right. He's sending pictures of these strangers that he met.
We're going
on vacation with them next month.
He bought a ticket for one to go watch the national championship on our anniversary, I think. Yeah. Like, it's one. I mean, they're not always going to make it. I've watched this whole team. I'm invested.
Honey.
Did he make you think that you were going to be able to go?
No. I mean, I didn't have an interest in.
He bought one ticket.
He said, if they win this next game, you know, because it's elimination. Mm-hmm. He's like, if they make it, though, I already have my ticket to Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what? Right. He had to fly somewhere.
Yeah. And then he lost his phone when he was there. God bless him. So we lost all those moments, right? He's like, luckily I saved the guy's number and he's already emailed me. So he's going to give me all the footage that he has on his phone. I met a father and son.
Yeah.
He's like, I met a father and son. It was so beautiful watching them together. They let me hang out with them the rest of the night. just ruined this father-son trip by being there.
Didn't they go to dinner after the thing? That's where you're sending the pictures from dinner with these strangers.
A father and a son. He just like links up with him. He's like, all night, we're going hard.
Because the son was in college at Carolina, and the father, you know, was maybe a graduate himself. I don't remember the details, but
it's probably a great night, though. I mean, he's so much fun. Like, he probably absolutely loved it. He's such a piece of shit.
I really gotta love him. He's the best.
He is one of those that, it's just like no matter what he does it in such a way that people love him for pissing him off.
Yeah, he's amazing.
You know what? You are an inconsiderate, selfish little pig, but I love you. Come here.
Get over
I want to be just like you.
Yeah.
I do use one of your lines on him a lot now, TJ. You know, I'll say, how was your day? How did things go? Oh, couldn't have gone any better. It was such a good meeting. I said, really? Did they give you money? And he's like, what? Like, never mind.
Well, then, if they didn't give you money, it could be better.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, I guess. Did you get money out of it? Like, did they? Yeah. Couldn't have gone any better. Just great folks. Great folks. So good.
Ace always loves when I do that. He says, this is the nicest person. He could not have been nicer. Did he give you any money?
No.
Brings it right back down.
It must be annoying to be around somebody all the time that is nitpicking every word that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. God, I don't know anybody like that.
We'll try to find somebody and give an example.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're not finished, are we? We have another segment.
One more segment.
Okay. Well, then hit that button and we'll be back.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
All right, if you're a regular listener to Share Funny, you know what this means. Adam, our manager and partner and whatever he is, needs something from me in capital letters to Alexis today. It's very important. It is... a quote he needs from me for a what?
Press release! Press release! Press release! Press release!
Alexis, who did you say you met the other day that met Adam or talked to him or something?
Yeah, so one of the listeners who lives in South Carolina and she works at the clerk's office, she was going to help him out with the ticket. Couldn't help me out with my speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get access to it, but could get access to Adam's, which was like great. But anyways, she messaged me.
Thanks a lot.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore.
So I got to do all the work to get his ticket taken care of and I still have mine. But she messaged me and I'm like, do you mind if I give him your number? And she's like, no, that's fine. And she messaged me later. She's like, I have to tell you, when Adam called me, it took everything in me not to just yell press release when I answered. I'm like, if you would have done that, that would have been the best thing in the entire world.
That would have made the work worth it.
Press release.
Adam loves a press release.
He does. And now you got to give a quote.
Yeah.
For a new one.
Mm-hmm. I think I can do it for $500. That's my quote. Mm-hmm. I put a quote on the bid.
Yeah.
What it is.
But he said, today, before he leaves, I need that quote.
Well, mm-hmm. to get the press release out today. Because I was supposed to do that yesterday, and then I forgot to ask you guys again before I left. So.
Yeah, you did have a lot on you yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drugs on you.
Contraband.
But I'll get you that.
Appreciate it.
I already gave you the first part.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the next part when we're through on the radio.
What was the first part?
Whatever I said a minute ago. Uh-huh. I've wanted this for a long time or something like that.
That was for the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. And Gwen's here. And I'm asking myself why now.
I know. Just to say hey.
Mm-hmm.
I like your headphones.
Thanks.
They're a vibe.
They're a gift.
They're a vibe.
They're a vibe.
What kind are those? We have to wear monitoring devices. Audio monitoring.
No, maybe I
devices.
Bought these. We were given Beats, big like Dre Beats ones once, and I got used to always having the cans on because mm-hmm. that's what all of us used to wear in here. I never switched to like the just earbuds. And so when my ones broke or were confiscated or stolen by someone else in the studio because radio people take things that don't belong to them sometimes, mm-hmm. then I just replaced them with the similar pair because I like... They're almost noise canceling. Yeah, you put your headphones on. You like suit up, kind of mm-hmm. get in show mode.
Right. Well, it wasn't I who stole your Beats because I hate Beats.
Yeah,
I may have been a Bose person. Yeah, I may have had to relinquish them when a contract was up because they were given. That might have been one of those when I left the station. Like you know how the bosses can get weird about.
Oh, but not
stuff. Not here. Not you guys. No.
Right.
You guys just make fun of me for still wearing the old school style headphones.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody gave me a pair of Beats, I would need another pair. One to crap on and one to cover it up with.
Oh, my God.
No.
Not good.
All that. But these are noise-canceling earbuds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, have there been any, just to catch me up, have there been any moments of Ace... rage, like over his headphones, the cord used to hit the counter all the time, and he'd be clicking his pen, and there'd be any like funny nuances
No, mm-mm, he has really rounded that corner. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I think the problem was you. He hasn't done anything like that in almost 2 years.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah.
How long have you been gone?
Oh, 2 years.
Almost to the day. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny how that works out.
Mm-hmm. What, Rob?
This cable, when we moved into this new studio, we made sure it was...
Oh, yeah, where it didn't get hung up.
Where it was not going to get hung up on anything.
So we're preventing that.
Yeah.
We've all taken steps to...
I pushed the stapler out of the way a little bit.
The classics. Good.
What was your first thing that you saw, Gwen, when you first started working for us when you were 24? And Ace... He let his temper flare up.
I think it might have been in his car. Something with the car. Like he hit something or...
So,
what?
Was it during the thing we were talking about earlier that you did when you first started working with us? Where you went home and spent the night with him?
Yeah.
To get to know him and his family? And
yeah.
That day?
Yeah, I think because we stopped to get the new Kelly Clarkson CD. Right, like... Remember, this was X amount of years ago. So, yeah, you had to go to Walmart, Target, Best Buy, wherever, and buy an actual CD and unwrap it, put it in your car. And I'm a Kelly Clarkson fan, and Ace is too. So we bought the CD and put it in the speaker, and he starts saying, you know, and he's wiser and been in the business longer about what's going to be a radio hit and which one has the chorus, which one has the potential to be for radio play. Yeah. And then something happened with the with the CD or something, and he had to hit the, like, where the CD goes. Instead of, like, normally you would just, like, hit eject or maybe adjust the volume or something, but he had to go full wham, whack it.
This mother.
Yes. And then the teeth get caught. I hate when this mother won't look. I'm like,
Kelly Clarkson.
Over a Kelly Clarkson CD. And he broke my heart when he said there were no hits on that album.
Mm.
So what are you talking about? Like, she'd just come off of a really big album where everything was so good. And I, you know, in college, so many of those songs were our anthem. And I was jacked for her to have new music out. And then it wasn't
her best.
Was
this the one that she tried to be more rocky?
Maybe.
It was more rock.
Since you've been gone and all that stuff?
It was after that. It was the one right after, I think.
Yeah. No hits.
No hits, man. No. And I was like, what? How do you know? We just, like, you clicked through. We only listened to a couple seconds of each one. He's like, well, when you've been in the biz.
Yeah.
When you know music like we have for so long.
So damn.
Yeah. You know what is...
what year was that?
2007?
Yeah, that would be right. Mm-hmm.
You know what you call it when you're trying to make a decision on something, whether it's good enough to play on the air or not, and you call somebody else in to see what they think? Alexis, you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Getting a fresh set of ears. I need a fresh pair of ears on this. And you've said a fresh set of ears. Maybe you'll hear something that I'm not hearing. Kind of thing. Yep. So you get a fresh
set of ears.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know what happens when you lose your job in radio? When what you call it, when you're asked to no longer be in the place?
What?
You don't get fired in radio. You get shit canned. That's what we call it.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, you're on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, man, did you hear about Steve? Yeah, he got shit canned today.
He got shit canned.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be said in mocking form. It's just that's the way we refer to it. Yeah. Man, I feel sorry for him. He got shit canned.
I didn't even want this job anyway.
I was looking for a job when I found it. But, yeah, Ace doesn't do that as much stuff. He does get mad. Usually the way Gwen asks Riggins if I run into her somewhere, and she wants to know how things are going, what's going on. Like, she just said, any changes? Whatever. She usually just says, oh, is Ace still from time to time having to grit his teeth and say, mother. Is he still doing that?
Yeah.
You can just tell he's trying to push the bubbles down, but it really wants to come up. Mother.
Yes, mother. And when he feels like his time is being wasted, what he always refers to that as.
Yeah.
I mean, just sitting here dicking around all day. Could have been doing this, could have been doing that. Just sitting here dicking around.
Dicking around.
Yeah. Did she hear about the meltdown while he was getting a smoothie not too long ago?
Oh,
he beat the shit out of somebody while waiting to get a smoothie.
Yeah, it was a mask conflict.
Uh-oh.
The guy said, where's your mask? And Ace didn't like that
at all.
Because he just had it on. I forgot to put it on. I'm on the phone. Yeah.
He even got in his truck and, like, drove to the front of the store to, like, wait for him to get out. But then decided that wasn't the best idea.
See, and I think that's a sign that he is rounded that corner. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
Or maybe that first sip of that tropical mango smoothie really cooled him out.
Yeah, I mean, who gets mad getting a smoothie?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, that's not a place where anger flies and flares.
Well, I don't know. If you can't get it through the straw, TJ, don't throw stones, man. Yeah.
Or good point. You got a point.
Right. Well, that's a shake, a milkshake. They don't. A smoothie is a whole happy experience, from what I understand. I don't drink smoothies because I'm a conservative.
Oh, okay. Because I'm a man.
It's a peach milkshake?
Yeah. That mother. Yeah, I hate it when it's too
thick.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But two hands over your head.
Yeah, all I did was pull over and pull up to the gas station trash can and raise it up over my head and slam it down into the thing and peel out, getting away from it.
Done.
I'll show you. Milkshake. Make me look stupid.
I'll show you milkshake.
Think you're so good.
Yeah.
Creamy and thick over there. Yeah. Dumb.
Give me an aneurysm trying to drink.
Stop before I get home and Jody knows.
Yeah. Feel the roof of my mouth sticking to the straw. God, I'm sucking too hard. Yeah, but this wasn't supposed to be about me. What are y'all doing? Turning it.
Turning the tables.
All right. Well.
Well, thanks for letting me visit.
Well, thanks a lot. Because we
see
had
in 2 years.
We had a whole lot more funny things to talk about here, but y'all have just ruined it. So we're cutting it off right now.
Done.
We're finished.
This is Share Funny. Oh, yeah. On the Ace and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.